Come on, you bastard. Come on, don't be dead, you son of a bitch! What the fuck do we get into down here?
In the small coastal town of Spoopy, Pennsylvania, another elite squad of religious zealots has descended from Space America.
Shreds, we got a real problem here! These robo-scumbags killed Jim!
Though well-trained and resourceful, these invaders from the stars appear to be in over their heads as they battle local resistance forces.
Say again, Dre! I kinda got my hands full, man!
The goddamn captain is dead! Ah!
This is Hollow Town, Space Trash! You wanna walk into our backyard uninvited? We'll tear out your assholes and feed them to ya!
No thanks, shit snake. I'm a vegetarian.
Ah! My fucking tail!
Fuck you! Come in, anyone there? I'm in to the control room. I'm locked in, but I got one of these cyber freaks trying to tear the door.
Hold tight, Eric. I've got a lock on your position. Headed your way now. Treads! Need some backup here!
Better send the captain. He's got the
microdrive
and
the fast
code to power this whole thing up.
No good, my guy. Tim took a hit. Doc couldn't save
him. What?
We weren't prepared for this shit!
Don't give me your fucking excuses, Peppa.
Hey, we can't worry about it now. Eric, we'll get what you need. Stay put. We're headed your way. Hauser out. Doc, can you find...
I fucking got it, you bastard. Come on, I've got a lock on Eric.
What did I get?
Besides throw me under the bus? Like it was my fault we weren't prepared for an attack by a fucking robo-herpetarium? And where's Terra?
I'm still kicking. I've got this robo-crack on the rope!
Terra, you need backup?
Oh, fuck! I'll be finished here soon, guys! Meet me in the control room!
She'll be fine. Come on, it's one flight up.
As the team's tank and medic make their way to the control room, they come upon an unsettling quiet.
Eric, buddy, we got what you need to power this place up. Terra's cleaning out the rest of those.
Oh, fuck!
They stumble into a horrifying scene. The door to the control room has been ripped from its hinges. The team's tech engineer, Eric Von Damage, lies on the floor, spasming, as his neck is slowly crushed by the cybernetically enhanced gator.
You people should have stayed on the moon or whatever!
Not again, damn it! Ah!
Good guy in a gulch. What the fuck are we gonna do now?
Look, he's still breathing. I can fix this.
How?
The gifts bestowed by the mother. Quick, help me out.
Your gifts couldn't save Tim.
They literally ripped his heart out. Treads, give me a fucking break. Now listen, I don't exactly know how it works. I laid my hands on the wound.
Before their eyes, the torn flesh and crushed bones of Eric's shoulders and neck begin to mend themselves. Internally, his heart rate steadies slightly as his blood pressure increases. Slowly, Eric's eyes flicker open.
Holy shit, it worked! Welcome back, Eric!
I don't understand why, but healing others is incredibly excruciating.
Quick, help me up! Drive. You got it, man.
Eric, take it easy. You died.
No time. Won't last much longer.
With great effort, Eric begins the complex process of powering up the docking station. As he does, the last team member enters the room, covered in gore and some kind of lubricant.
Guys, they're running. I don't know what got him spooked, but the few Borgs left turned tail and ran. Holy shit, Eric, I thought you were dead.
Almost there.
Awesome, Eric. You got it. Now sit down and rest.
It doesn't matter now. I'm gone. Doc, you tried. Thank you. Dreads, bury me with my Timmy. I love him.
Space America, Season 2, Episode 2, Hello Earth America, was written by Liz Zirkel and voiced by Adam Bauer, S. Michael Clericus, Dave Goddard, Allison Headley, Lisa Kanizze, Ian McGowan, William Mead, Andrew Mihalovich, Mickey Morgan, Stephanie Miles, Katie Paul, Josh Soto, Craig Wagner, Jen Weinman, Daniel Williams, and Liz Zirkel. The main theme was composed by Ian McGowan, with additional music provided by Heath Aldrich, Hands and Feet, Subtanks, and Ian McGowan. Space America Season 2 is brought to you by Calamity Cast, produced by Daniel Williams and Brian Schaefer, co-created by Daniel Williams and Liz Zirkel.
President Mother, you wanted to see us.
Yes, yes, sit down. Thank you for coming so quickly. Sister Cynthia, find Sister Evelyn and finalize plans for the State of the Space Union. This is a delicate situation we've found ourselves in, and she's, well, not her best self as of late.
The last time we collaborated was... Mother Mary, Sister Evelyn is mean!
Yes, dear. She's obviously troubled, but I'm afraid I insist.
Yes, of course. I'll check in with you later.
All right, now let's get down to business. Tell me what's new since the attacks. It seems like everything has been going according to plan.
Yes, ma'am. We couldn't have hoped for a smoother operation in regards to the attacks. However...
However, what?
Well, President Mother, as you know, citizens are terrified. Riots and looting have continually increased since initial reports.
Understandable. We are in dire straits.
Then, of course, there are the rumors.
What sort of rumors?
There are conspiracy theories forming that you planned these attacks. You know, to maintain authority, consolidate power. While we know that's somewhat true, we can't afford these conspiracies to appear credible.
Gaia's greatness above and below, nothing can just be simple, can it? Okay. I need the two of you to figure out from where these conspiracy theories are originating and end them at any cost.
Yes, ma'am.
Roger that, ma'am.
And gentlemen, let it go without saying, be discreet.
Back on Earth, the Fighting Mongeese take stock. After the loss of two team members, including their captain, tensions are high, and the remaining Mongeese are left a bit rudderless.
We'll need to, we should trek back to the ship and restock my medkit when we're finished here.
How about we just stop getting injured?
Maybe some of us could quit running off half-cocked to fist fight the enemy? That would make my job easier.
Ah, so it's my fault you just let Tim and Eric die. Got it. Great job with that.
Whoa, come on, Tara.
I don't know. Maybe if Eric had some backup, he wouldn't have had his throat crushed.
Or if the asshole with the godlike ability to bring people back from the dead knew what the fuck he was doing.
All right, that's enough. We all got fucked up. But repeatedly kicking each other in the dicks isn't gonna change anything. So give it a rest. Now come on. Let's get this place up and running. We still have our mission.
Wait, you think you're in charge now?
For fuck's sake, Tara, let's just do the job!
All right. I'm sorry.
It seems like everything's working. What else is there to do?
I need to make sure the docking towers are structurally sound, check the magnetic clamping units, check in on comms if anything looks off.
Do you, want some help?
Nope.
I'll do a perimeter sweep. Make sure we're still safe here.
Maybe you should check out whatever the fuck that was.
Ah, come on, man. The building's like 300 years old. Probably just creaking and settling after powering up for so long. Stay put. I'll call if there's trouble.
Great. I'll stay here and wallow in my failure as a medic.
Good evening, my fellow Space Americans. Today we're here to address the recent attacks on our great nation. These are trying times, but if there's a silver lining to this dark cloud hanging over Space America, it's the woman we've chosen to lead us. Without further ado, it is my immense honor to bring to the podium President Mother Mary.
This better be good.
Thank you, Sister Cynthia. Good evening, Space America. As you no doubt know by now, recently there were coordinated attacks on our nation's Aquagons and Weather Wizard 69s. We're still investigating who exactly instigated the attack. But what we know is, this is utterly catastrophic to our way of life.
Catastrophic? What the goddamn hell does that mean?
It means we're gonna die, you idiot.
The implications are indeed frightening. The Aquagons create, filter, and control the nation's potable water supply. And without them, there will need to be immediate large-scale rationing. Furthermore, without functioning weather wizards, climate and seasonal change on Space America will cease. Both of these integral systems are key to the nation's agricultural success, and before long, we'll need to begin rationing food as well.
No food? No water? Fellas, how are we gonna survive like this?
Why the fuck don't we just build new ones?
I regret to say, these systems are beyond repair, and the secrets of how they function are lost to our forebears. It pains me to say, rationing our supplies will only get us so far. With no other long-term solution, there is only one viable option for the survival of our people. We must return to Earth.
Oh, what? No way! I'd rather eat my asshole on fire than live with a bunch of Borgs.
This is some goddamn Church of Neil Baloney bullshit.
As the sun hangs low on a cool, cloudy evening, Shooter Mayquise forces one foot after another. Dazed and in shock, she pushes forward, only vaguely aware of her next mission. There's an immense sadness deep down that threatens to envelop her if she turns her back on it. After 20 hours on foot, she's finally at her breaking point. As she stops to catch her breath, Shooter realizes she's wandered into a small town.
Buffalo Bill's BBQ?
Despite a sense of trepidation, she moves to the hole-in-the-wall dive in search of a place to rest, and maybe a meal.
Hot damn, you look road hard and put away wet. Come on in, take a load off.
Though there are few patrons, those Shooter sees appear cybernetically enhanced in one way or another. Silently wary, she bellies up to the bar, as inconspicuous as possible.
So, what can I get you?
I don't know. You got a menu?
Sure.
The bartender holds her gaze as he motions to an adjacent wall. She grows noticeably uncomfortable as his left eye spins in every direction, taking in the whole room at once.
Got it. Thanks. Anything good?
Not really.
Okay. Give me water, whiskey, and a corned beef stick. How do you corn a beef?
You got me.
No, I swear, there's some kind of alien invasion. My cousin's on Gator Team 6 and lost his tail in a firefight down in Spoopy.
Oh, dang, not Gene! Is he okay?
I mean, he lost his tail, but he said he took out some kind of black-clad interloper, so that's cool.
What the fuck?
Well, I guess there's some rats that come around here thinking they can take over.
As she eavesdrops on the locals' conversation, Shooter doesn't notice her rising heartbeat or the grinding of her teeth. In her mind's eye, all she sees is the blade dragged across her brother's neck.
Say that again?
Excuse me?
You heard me. You looking for a fucking fight.
Not unless you're some kind of space invader. Won't you take your twitchy eye back to the bar and quit interrupting Rose Munda for a tail up your scrawny ass?
Hey, lady, come on. Quit hassling the regular. Come have a seat. I'll pour you one on the house. Hey, your beef stick's almost done.
Hey, listen. She didn't mean nothing by it, just...
Take your fucking trash hand off my shoulder, Johnny Five!
Well, that was unexpected.
Without warning, the entire bar breaks into a wall-to-wall brawl. A group of mandroids minding their business get pulled into the melee when a sentient potato splashes down in their nacho platter. The line cook takes to machine-gunning corn nuts through the kitchen window. The two offending cyber-gators take turns pummeling Shooter. Obviously outmatched, her face covered in beer, blood, and corn nuts, the wounded soldier blindly takes all comers.
Get the fuck out of my face, cyber scum!
You can come into our house and push us around!
Don't fucking touch me! Don't fucking touch me! I'll kill every last one of you trash bots! You're all nothing!
Alright, enough of this. Time to go.
With that pronouncement, the locals enclose around Shooter, leaving her no way to flee. Instead of crushing her under their collective weight, the crowd hoists her battered and bruised body overhead, walks her to the front of the building, and...
Come back to the moon, you fucking loser!
Bloodied, filthy, and defeated yet again, Shooter drags herself to her still swollen feet.
I fucking hate this planet. Whew!
Her vision blurred from blood and beer, and the repeated blows to the head, Shooter doesn't notice the giant brown mass in front of her. She wipes the muck from her eyes to see...
A fucking buffalo?
A 10-foot-tall bison, complete with reins and a saddle, stares down at her with what appears to be an annoyed look on its face.
Looks like you belong to someone. Probably one of those assholes in the bar. In which case, I think we can both agree you're probably better off with me. I'll take that as a yes. Alright, I'm gonna... Just climb up here! There we go. Now, let's move out. We've got a mission in Spoopy.
Hey, asshole. Your corned beef stick's ready. No hard feelings. Oh, fucking hell, she took Brad.
Surrounding the remote, spoopy Pennsylvania docking station is a dark, dense forest. As Treads diligently performs a perimeter check of the compound, he hears voices in the distance, voices that sound distressed.
Aw, oh, fuck. Someone's in trouble. Hello? Are you okay?
Treads moves farther from the docking station, into a small clearing from where the shouts seemed to be emanating.
George, yes, just like that.
What?
You like that, Martha? You like my big ghost dick?
Ghost dick? What is going on?
As the incorporeal coupling intensifies, a bright blue aura begins to glow in the middle of the clearing. It continues to grow larger and brighter until...
What the fuck? Did I just see two ghosts fucking?
Oh, yeah, you did.
There is ghost jizz everywhere!
Wrong place, wrong time. Now get out of here, kid. I'm ready for round two.
Guy and a girl, this bullshit planning never stops!
As Treads hurries back to the docking station, he barely registers the ghostly moans that surround him until the previously dark forest starts to light like an erotic Christmas tree.
Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! They got me surrounded! Oh, it's everywhere! Guys, open the fucking door! We got a problem! Oh, fuck, it burns!
Sweet mother, what's going on out here?
The woods are filled with horny fuck ghosts, and their jizz is corrosive!
I'm sorry, what?
Come on, Maggie! Stop half-assing this! Give me three more!
I'll give you three kicks to the dick!
Why are we working out during this meeting anyway? Can't we sit down like normal?
No, Sister Evelyn. Exercise helps clear the mind and allows for focus. And we all need laser focus if we're out to convince the public of our new initiative.
Less talking, more walking, Madam President. Increase your speed.
Shouldn't part of the initiative be discovering who attacked us? And how the heavily guarded locations were breached?
You know what, Viper? I'm good. I'm done, man. Fuck you and goodbye.
But we have a plan! You need to do two more sets of the bench presses!
Fuck the plan. I'm good over here.
Shockingly cogent questions, Cynthia. I've been thinking a lot about that. The logical assumption is one of the anti-church terrorist groups.
But which one? Do you have any leads?
Nah, it's no one like that.
So, I guess we're finished with the workout?
Yes, yes. Go wash up, you two.
Bye-bye. Toodles.
Maggie, dear, how could you be so sure?
I keep a close eye on their chat rooms, hack their private servers, that sort of thing. Don't get me wrong, they're obviously excited this is shining a negative light on you as the leader of the church.
I suppose I shouldn't be surprised by that. Though the attacks do seem political, not religious.
Various groups agree it's awfully convenient the attacks occurred in a perfect way to force us back to Earth, which is kind of your whole thing.
People think it was church-sanctioned? That's ridiculous.
I mean, anti-religious fringe groups think it might be tied to the church. That's all I'm saying.
It would be far more likely to have been orchestrated by Earth-Americans.
Oh, clever. Why didn't I think of that?
Because that's unbelievably unlikely. I've been there, remember? Those people are entirely indifferent to Space America. Most of them just want to be left in peace.
Sure, sure. But think about it. They tried to blow up Space America before. Why wouldn't they again?
The Canadian was an evil, vengeance-fueled psychopath. The Earth Americans were just as happy to see his reign of terror end as I was, as all of us were.
It's the only thing that makes sense, though.
The only thing? Really? What about the Moon Mole Men, huh? They've pulled shit like this before.
No, they're comedically incapable of something so coordinated or catastrophic. Plus, all the reports from the moon indicate they're dealing with their own annoying Dick Lazier-shaped problems.
Evelyn, just because you managed to kill the Canadian doesn't mean there isn't another Earth-American with a vendetta against us. We can't sit here with a target on our backs, twiddling our thumbs.
Mother Mary, this is ridiculous.
Enough, Sister Evelyn. At this point, I think it's quite clear the Earth-Americans are to be held responsible for the terrorist attacks. Our next step will be deciding how to respond to...
Shouldn't our next step be saving our people?
Of course, my dear. But for now, I feel this workout has all of our blood pumping a little too hard. You're all dismissed.
Get your fucking act together, Maquis. Now is not the time to slip up. You've got to get through this next mission, then hunt down that cyborg freak and feed him his own asshole. Someone is going to pay for Mav's death. God, just focus on the task. Grieve later. At least this buffalo moves pretty quick.
Excuse me.
Ah, holy mother, what the fuck was that?
I just wanted to say I'm a bison. Buffalo are different guys altogether. They don't even live up in North America. Common mistake, I suppose, but it's a little offensive.
So you can talk, huh?
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Why is everything on this planet so fucking weird?
Come again?
Nothing. When were you gonna say something?
Oh, well, I didn't want to interrupt. Sounded like you were working on some stuff. Not to sound too aggressive, but the whole buffalo talk has really hammered my hooves.
Sorry about that,
Brad. And hey, apology accepted.
Great. Name's Shooter.
Great to meet you, Shooter. So, you were talking so loud earlier, I couldn't help overhear. And I just wanted to say I'm really sorry about your brother. It's okay to be sad, you know. Grief is a natural part of life.
Thanks, but I don't have the luxury of being sad right now. And it wasn't just my brother. My whole team died.
Oh, that's a shocking revelation. What happened?
We were a covert team from Space America down here to see how safe and livable it is. We were also tasked with powering up an old docking station in Rock Lobster.
What? Why would you bother with those old rundown buildings?
That's classified information, Brad. I like you and all, but we just met, so...
I'm a very trustworthy bison.
I bet you are, but you're also an Earth-American.
Are you trying to say American?
That's what I said, Earth-American.
Okay. So if we're going to be traveling companions, we should know more about each other. Tell me about your brother.
No fucking way.
Oh, come on. This is important for bonding. How about this? I'll go first. My name is Brad, and I'm a bison. I was born 8 years ago, and... Oh, here's a fun fact. I'm a twin, which is very unusual for bison. My mother always called us Calf 1 and Calf 2, because there's two of us. Brian, that's my brother's name, is actually 4 minutes younger than me. Growing up, I would always bring it up. I'm the older brother. I'm very mature for my age. You wouldn't understand, but maybe someday...
As Brad continued walking, he also continued talking. For 3 hours, he regaled Shooter with every fact of his life he could think of, until...
So that's a small look into my life. What about you?
What? Holy mother on a mountain you like to talk. Okay, my brother's name is Maverick. He and I are... were twins, too.
Oh my god! Twins!
Yeah, sure. So I joined the military pretty early, but Mav had bigger and better plans. He did the whole college thing and went on to become an incredibly skilled surgeon. I was no slouch either. I rose through the ranks, earned a bunch of medals, promotions. While I was out killing Steves on the moon, Mav was saving people's lives. He was an incredible person.
Right, sounds pretty neat. How'd you two end up down here?
Well, a few years ago, I'd retired from military and was feeling pretty aimless. Didn't know what to do with myself, you know? I guess I ended up finding purpose through religion and wound up in a dark cyclist cell. I don't know, one thing led to another, and when I heard about these Earth missions, I jumped at the chance to put a team together. I had everyone I needed, save for a medic.
So you asked the best doctor you knew. Well, that's exciting.
Sure, things were great. I got him through a training program, we made it down to the surface, and then what happened happened, and now he's gone.
Right, right. Hey, shooter?
Yeah, Brad?
Thanks for sharing that with me. I'm sure it was hard, but I feel like we're a lot closer now.
Yeah, sure. So, Brad, if you're like a completely sentient bison, why do you let me take you like I did?
Shooter, I'm a giant bison. I didn't let you take me. Bison like to roam. Plus, you seemed like you needed help, and I wanted to help.
Oh, thanks, Brad.
God damn it, this ship burns, Doc. You gotta have some of that bag to help.
Yeah, hold on, Treads. I've got you covered. Aha!
Ooh, sweet relief.
Guys, the explosions outside are getting closer, and a couple just went off a few floors above us. That creaking is the structural integrity of the building weakening.
For fuck's sake, how are we gonna stop a bunch of ghosts from fucking this building to the ground?
What about, like, a protection spell? Neobotanology has all kinds of bullshit spells, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. Hey, Dreads, buddy.
Captain, oh, not you too.
Our ancient religion never really dealt with ghosts. Oh, hell yeah, Eric. I'm going balls deep.
Tim? Eric? It's great that you found each other in the afterlife.
But can you do us a favor and get the fuck out of here before you bring down the building?
No can do, Dara. Something about this place really turns my crank. Oh, Eric, your mouth feels so fucking amazing.
God, I can see them. Wow, Eric, that is impressive.
Will you stop watching and run? Oh, yeah! Throw me in it, you spectral stud!
How many more hits this old place can take?
Come on, Doc. Hit me with that spray.
Fuck, 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 fuck. My med kit was in the explosion.
Well, do something, man. This shit is eating through my flesh.
Okay, okay, fuck. Come with me. Let's get it cleaned off. Tara, can you find something, any documentation, that might mention what the fuck to do if ghosts attack?
Sure, yeah. I think I saw some old technical manuals in an archive room downstairs. Hang in there, Treads.
As the new best friends approach the docking station perimeter, Shooter notices what appears to be a fireworks display in the distance.
Are these fools fucking around with explosives? They're gonna burn down the whole goddamn forest.
Uh-oh, Shooter. I think maybe we should turn back.
Why? And good Gaia, is this whole forest Bradford pear? It smells salty. What the fuck was that?
It sounds like your friends got the docking station running.
Fuck, that's good, Martha. How deep can you get that ghost fist?
Let's shoot for the elbow, you dirty little soft puppet.
Where the fuck is that coming from?
Well, from what I've heard, this particular docking station is like a spectral lightning rod.
There it is. Oh, baby, you're scraping the back of my teeth.
Also, station's power source is a major aphrodisiac for ghosts. Legend has it that their phantasmic expulsions can melt through just about anything. Come on, guy. Watch where you're pouring that thing.
You can see them?
Of course I can. I'm a bison. Uh-oh. We should probably book
it. Holy shit. I think I can see them. Whoa, that's deep.
If you can see them, they must be close to... that was close.
Brad, you are surprisingly calm about all of this.
Yeah, it's no big deal. Bisons don't fear ghosts. Everyone knows that.
Damn it. Like everything else on this hell planet, ghosts are fucking gross. Whoa!
I still are not a fan of explosions or melting, though. Let's pick up the pace.
As the pair continues toward the docking station, the blinding explosions and resulting corrosive ejaculations increase. Though Shooter is perpetually unnerved by the bizarre situation she's found herself in, it's offset by Brad's running commentary of the freaky ghost coitus. As they approach the station, Brad spots a problem.
Uh-oh. There are so many ghosts here, I can't even tell where one begins and the other ends. It's like, have you ever seen a rubber band ball?
Good guy, Brad. Too much. Fuck, why are they attacking?
I don't think they are. They just can't help it. This seems like a big one, Shooter. If they all go off at the same time, it could destroy the entire area.
Are you serious? Fuck, we gotta do something. Yow, fuck!
Bruh, what was that sound? Shooter? Shooter, where are you?
Shit, I scared myself invisible.
You what?
Yeah, it's a thing I can do. Holy shit, I see the ghost orgy! It's massive! Brad, if this thing goes off, it's gonna kill us all.
I know. That's what I said.
Hello? Is there anyone out there? We're stuck. We've got an injured man in here, and the building's on the verge of collapse.
Yeah, the doors are kind of welded shut.
Because of the ghost jizz. Yeah, we know.
Give me a minute. I'll see if I can climb up to the second floor. Brad, stay here and shout if things look like they're gonna go tits up.
Shooter deftly makes her way past the writhing amalgamation of ghosts, expertly scaling the walls of the docking station to an open third-floor window. Inside, there seems to be less evidence of amorous spirits, but there's definitely damage to the building.
Oh, fuck! Doc, there's more coming down the stairs!
Where? I don't see any! Oh, fuck, right! You guys can't see me! I'm Shooter Mayquise. I've been sent by Mother Mary to assist, but it seems like this whole operation is kind of doomed.
Fuck that! We got the docking station up and running. We just need to figure out how to kill these otherworldly fuck demons. If we don't move fast, this whole place is gonna come crashing down on our heads and we'll all be 69ing each other's ghost assholes!
Well, great! What's the big guy's problem?
He got a chemical burn.
I got ghost jizzed. Twice!
God damn this place. Listen, if what my friend outside says is true, then this station's power supply is drawing the sex ghosts in. There's a huge ghost orgy out front, and when they collectively come...
This place will be a fucking crater!
You guys know what we've got to do.
That means we'd lose the station.
Oh, fuck no! Not after all the bullshit we went through to secure this place!
Hey, get a pretty... scary out here. I think I'm gonna move to it.
Listen, a failed mission is better than another dead dark cyclist team, and there's no win here.
Oh, fuck that! You just show up out of nowhere to quit on us? Get the fuck out of here! I'm not a fucking quitter!
Hey, listen!
No, you listen! We lost two teammates on this mission, then had to suffer through them go to town on each other's ghost hogs. I am not...
It's too late for this shit. I'm not losing another team. You assholes got a problem with that?
Nope. None
Great.
At all.
Now show me how to shut this place down.
Not to be that guy, but you just KO'd our engineer. But it's fine. I'll show you. I can still walk. Kind of.
Treads leads Shooter down to a subterranean storage facility, where the docking station's power cells are stored. Without a clear way to safely shut down the main power, she's forced to improvise. Luckily, nearby, there's an emergency fire axe.
Well, this ought to do.
Whoa, hold on!
That was cathartic.
Okay, then. I guess we should check on everyone.
The duo makes their way upstairs, past the doctor, the unconscious Terra, and outside to the main courtyard. Despite the previous night's ghostly orgy of destruction, the morning brings renewal.
I guess it worked. And with the ghosts gone, the spectral spunk dissipated too. Brad, you out there, buddy?
Shooter? Shooter, are you okay? From what I can tell, all the ghosts are gone. How did you do it?
Well,
she sacrificed the mission.
To save your ungrateful ass, yeah, I guess I did.
Well, that's great. This place is awful. Whatever you needed it for, definitely not worth it.
Wait! You have a talking buffalo?
Hey, don't be fucking insulting. Brad's a bison, and nobody owns him. We're just pals. You got a problem with that?
We do not. Listen, I know Terra's a little pissed right now, but the Fighting Mongeese are extremely grateful you showed up today.
The who?
That's our team name. Don't be a dick about it.
Sure, whatever. I've heard dumber. So in all the mayhem, I never got to ask which one of you is in charge.
Our captain died in an ambush the other night. Some kind of robot crocodile attack.
Huh. Yeah, I heard about that. Well, I'll be around if you need me. Otherwise, Brad, you ready to roll?
You bet. Climb on up.
You guys good to catch up later? We're headed west.
Sure. Okay, then. We'll pack up. Thanks again for the assist, I guess.
Don't mention it. Brad, let's get the fuck out of Spoopy.
Thank you for listening, and thank you to all of our associate producers who helped make Space America Season 2 possible. Dave Goddard, Jason Green, Eileen Hall, Lee Hoagland, Margie Ivy, Luke Montuori, Jim Miles, Teresa Schlafly, Dr. Twi Lu Vo, Colin Webb, and Faith Williams. To find more shows, go to www.calamitycast.com.